Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've been talking during these radio commentaries and in my new book called Who Killed the American Family about the legal concept called the best interest of the child. In recent years, those have been the magic words that let judges make decisions that rightfully should be made by a child's parents. A recent oral argument in the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court shows just how easy it is for judges to use the best interest of the child phrase to enact their personal preferences. This case was about same-sex marriage bans in Indiana and Wisconsin. Judge Richard Posner attacked the lawyers defending those bans by pointing to the children of the gay couples. The judge demanded, "These children would be better off if their parents could marry, right? It's obvious." Such a question shows how arrogant and out of touch judicial supremacists can be. Centuries of experience and scientific data show that children do best when they live with a mom and a dad. If we followed Judge Posner's reasoning, more children would grow up without enjoying the stability provided by the nuclear family. If he really favored a child's best interest, he would be leading the charge for traditional marriage. But Judge Posner has seized on a few words to overthrow entire laws. He threatened to undo laws that actually protect the interests of children. With the phrase, the best interest of the child, a judge's power has no limit. He can remake laws, imprison people, and impose onerous penalties based on his own personal preferences and prejudices instead of on any law passed by our elected representatives. Instead of giving judges this invitation to abuse their power, we should return responsibility for a child's best interest back to his own parents.
With the American family virtually destroyed, the government conveniently steps in to perform the tasks that should be done by mothers and fathers. The government gains power and freedom is lost. To get your copy of the book, Who Killed the American Family, autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this ninth day of December. How many shopping days is that till Christmas? It doesn't matter. I don't have any money for gifts. And anyhow, Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Well, hello. Andy is my new best friend because, you know, nothing happens without the collusion of our government. All these people constantly whining about the Illuminati and the Jesuits and the Rothschilds. Let me tell you, if our government does not want the Rothschilds, the Jesuits, or the Illuminati to do something, they're going to end up with a missile in the middle of their living room. You know, so the thing is, if those people are a problem, it's only because your own government is working with them and allowing it to happen.
Renee, let's drill down on this. Here's the bottom line. Yeah, the world government is real. Yes, the bankers wanted the world government. They have worked for it. They have financed it. They have manipulated the governments. They've got them into debt up to their eyeballs with a funny money script. You know, I mean, I keep saying this, Renee, and I'm tired of hearing myself talk. And that's a hell of a position to be in, to be a talk show host and get tired of yourself. But I keep going back to the issue that we would not be having the problems in this country or even worldwide if we were using an honest currency. Period.
Oh, I'm with that, but who allowed that to happen?
Well, No. I understand that. But, okay, let's do the Rothschilds and let's throw our government in there, too. You know, it's always something. The thing that I'm interested in is waking enough people up that they finally go, you know, we figured out what the problem is. We're still talking middlemen here. The government's a middleman.
But in other words, the thing is, they have to go along. Like, you know, I don't know if you watched it today, all this CIA torture report stuff. It was so depressing. But it's like, the thing is,
I was laughing, Renee.
Oh, no, it bothered me. Because, in other words, I knew all this stuff, John. But the thing is, they're rubbing our nose in it that, yeah, we did all this, but, oh, oops. And guess what? There will be no accountability, and you can't do anything about it.
Okay, but okay, Renee. Did you hear the conversations that surrounded this earth-shattering news? It's what everybody knew anyhow. I mean, that's why I had Janice Karpinski. That's why I invited her on the network. She was the one that was going over to Iraq to clean up Abu Ghraib. And when she said, he indicated she wanted to tell the truth of what was going on, they busted her. You know, but what I'm hearing here is still, you know, oh gosh, you know, well, we need to keep our country safe. And it's all this justification, and nobody is coming out and saying, you know, we know why you went into the Middle East. We know that Saddam Hussein was no threat to the United States. We know that Iran is no threat. We know that Syria is no threat. We knew Libya was no threat. But we went in there and wiped the slate clean. We just killed at will. And now they're talking about the perpetual war on terrorism. That's because they figured out world wars are a little bit too destructive, a little hard on the furniture, and if we can keep this up, the pretended terrorist threat out there, we can have perpetual war against who? The people. It's about control.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So the thing, you know, the thing is, nothing can happen without their cooperation. In other words, I understand that people bribe people, but you don't have to take the bribe. So the thing is, none of this is done without the cooperation of yes men who say, okay, I'll take the bribe, and they sell us out. Nothing would happen.
Well,
so, you know, It just wouldn't, you know, because the people at the top, their numbers are too small. They're just too small. They could not carry out anything without people working for them and carrying out their agenda. And so the thing is, we have, you know, and I was glad to hear today, it's the same thing, the excuses people use. You know, it's the same thing as with the Nuremberg trials. You know, you can't say, well, I was just following orders. Basically, it's just the same excuse again. Well, I was just doing my job.
You know, there are times that I almost wish that Nazi Germany would have won. You know, I mean, think about this. What did we have after World War II? That's when everything really started to head south. Our own State Department helped the Russians, the known communist. They knew what a dirtbag Joe Stalin was, that he killed up to 60 million of his own people. But yet we did lend lease programs. We gave them money. We gave them information. We gave them technology. We built the bad guys on the planet. So when
yes,
the Iron Curtain
yes.
falls...
And you see, you're making my point. It's our government. You're actually making my point by what you just said.
Okay, all right, Renee. We can't do anything about the Illuminists out there. They're the kind of untouchable, the rarefied elite. And that's an often misused term, elite. That's anybody that's got more bucks than you do or has got more influence. But what I'm saying here is we can't even figure out a way to control our own damn government. And in this country right now, we've got people afraid to even open up their mouths because they're afraid they're going to be called a racist. They're afraid that the NSA is going to start listening to their phone calls. They're afraid they're going to be targeted as being a terrorist. They're just flat out afraid. And I'm sick of talking about all this sugar. I'm getting tired of it. What the hell am I going to do? For another 10 years, sit behind this microphone and listen to this crap?
I am with you, John. Like the other day you said, I am tired of excuses. I was like, yes, because like I say, all these people who take an oath to the Constitution, all of a sudden when it gets a little hard to honor that oath, they're like, well, I'm scared, or, oh, that's not good for my career, or that might threaten my job and pension, or
right.
I don't like
okay,
you,
so
or
what?
I don't feel like it. There are those exemptions are not in that oath, John. They're not in there.
Okay, well, if you haven't noticed, Renee, they're not paying a damn bit of attention to the oath, okay? So that's prologue. That's past. That's past. What do we do about this stuff now? What happened to the movement here to take back our own state legislatures? Because, you know, we really are unique nations, bound together, a kind of a confederation. What the hell happened to that political movement? At least we can clean up our own backyard. People are sitting around doing nothing. They're broke on their asses, and they are doing nothing.
You know, I agree. I think the whole thing, they tried so hard with Ron Paul, and it didn't work. I think it kind of broke their spirit. I think that's kind of what happened, John.
Yeah, well, you might be right. You might be right. Because all I see out there is a bunch of people just languishing. Yeah, more people are finding out little details of what went wrong yesteryear. But they're sure as hell not considering what needs to be done now for tomorrow's sake and the day after. I'm just getting sick of this sugar. Duh.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, this is starting to get to me. it is starting to grind on me. How many of you out there are tired of hearing about the problems? How many of you have done the research and you have ferreted out all these little facts about the Rothschilds and all of that stuff? Here's the problem, as I see it. Yeah, all this is great information, and everybody should know about it. All of the subject matter, as far as I'm concerned on this network, people should know. To displace all the years of the crap that's been pumped into their head, and more importantly, they've accepted it as being, oh, well, that's normal. Oh, well, that's right. Oh, never challenging it, never exercising their brain, never using it. Always letting somebody else do the thinking for them. The only thing they have to do is just their jobs or their family obligations or to pay their taxes. And they just keep bumping along. You know, I keep having this, I keep reliving a daytime nightmare that when things really do go to hell in a handbasket, people are going to be sitting around lamenting, well, maybe I should have tried to have done something. Maybe I should have put more effort into spreading the word. I'll tell you what the real power here is. It's not the FedGov and their NSA and the shiny badges and the guns. It's not the snooping and the pooping. It's not the intimidations. The real power is the information. You want to bust their bank? Inform the people. That's what I've been trying to do for a decade. Well, no, I've been doing it for more than two decades. And we should be at a critical mass information point where things are just getting ready to pop. Not pop on us, pop on them. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm watching Fox News this morning, and I know, a lot of people can't stand to watch it, and I can't either. But I have to, just to see what the pseudo neocon conservatives are cooking up to brainwash the people and that think that they're somewhere on the conservative side of things, which really amazes me. And I watch this one little twit. I swear to God, folks, I have never beat a woman in my life, but if I was sitting in that studio, I would have ripped that bitch's head off. Excuse my French. Because it's a democracy. And I'm going, really? Why? Because the United States government is no longer following the Constitution? You as a talking head want to sit there and proclaim this country to be a democracy? Well, how the hell do you think we got into the problems we're in today because they didn't follow the roadmap? Okay, weights and measures. You know, Congress, you know, oh, yes, that's right. We should have golden back on Saturday. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You know, how many conversations do you see on mainstream about the banks? Huh? We're in the middle of a Mac Daddy of all depressions. Okay, it made the other one look like a practice run. And I'm referring to the debt associated. Do you see these clowns talking about it? No, it's the next political crap that's going on in Washington, D.C. Oh, well, you know, there's people that was locked up in Guantanamo Bay for 12 years, and they were tortured, and, yeah, they were ordered to be set free a long time ago, but never were. Well, guess what? Okay, the NDAA, all the government has to do is declare you a terrorist, and they can make you go away, too, and force-feed you and waterboard you, or just kill you. Doesn't matter. They can put you in one of these little black camps, they're calling them now, worldwide. They can do that, too. You know, but how do we start getting the country back? Or do people even want it? Do they just want to sit there in their sullen state and just keep taking it? And the hits just keep on coming. So, okay, I'll get another black eye here. Oh, so what? I've had black eyes before. I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting frustrated. Because yes, there are more people waking up, but it's moving too damn slowly. By the time the mass gets awake out there to make the government afraid of its people again, hell, you and I are going to be long dead in the grave. It has been moving too slowly. Gear in Florida. Let me get some of these calls out of the way before I have a stroke here. Go ahead, Gear.
Hello, John. I guess you're tired of getting more facts presented over your program, but you're the only one that's allowing it, so the rest of them are like, red herrings and everything else.
Well, I hope you're not referring to the rest of the talk show host on this network.
No, I'm talking. No.
Oh.
You're fantastic. I'm just talking about all the others. I've been trying to bring people to RBN every day. I'm working on it, but like you say, you're falling on deaf ears. I've been following it for 40 years, and I do understand there's a hell of a lot more people know what's going on than they did. But like you say, it's maybe going too slow.
I can tell you, it's going too slow.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I don't know if there's an answer, but you guys are the only one trying that I know of.
Well, I know what the answer is. You know, let me take the mystery out of this. It's informed people. That's what the answer is. Once the government finally figures out the jig is up, they're going to do one of two things. One of two things. They're either going to fold up shop and quit going after the American people, which I don't think they're going to do. Or they're just going to make the major move against the American people. Either way, we've got to thoroughly vet this thing out, straighten everything out, rebuild what is broken, and get on with it. And it's like we're sitting there watching a horror movie in super slow-mo. You know, it's nuts. It's crazy. And it's starting to drive me nuts.
Well, that's what they want. Anyway, it's perplexing, but again, at least you're trying, and I'm trying to get a couple points across. I sent you something a couple months ago regarding it. This is regarding the gold, and there was a document done in 1977 regarding the 52 points, how the United States lost its gold. The gold's not there. We haven't had a real audit since 1956, and in that document, it even shows the shipments out of the Federal Reserve to specific, one of them went to Europe. It gets down to all the details. But in any case, in 1977, it was the 52 questions asking for a real audit, which has never happened. And, it shows the Federal Reserve Bank to New York, 5.7 million ounces, 1967 to London via Federal Reserve Bank, 14.3 million ounces. I mean, that's just a lot of it went to the U.S. Assay Office, New York. Whether it ever went back, there's no record.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is they've got our gold, and you talked about, your guest talked about the government controlling, not being the only one big enough to control the gold and silver market. Well, there's a principle called the borrower is servant to the lender. The government works in cahoots with the bankers, but the ones that are short in the market is Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs is short millions and millions and millions of ounces, and the Chicago Trade Commission, whatever they call the Federal Trade, what do they call themselves? Anyway, the ones that control the commodities, they're in cahoots with them, so they let them get away with it.
Yeah.
So basically, a government is bought by who they're borrowing from, which we shouldn't even be borrowing from, as you well know. So that's what I think has to be brought forth to the American people, the ludicrousness of us borrowing at interest for the use of our own money, collateralizing it with our labor, and putting us in unpayable debt. The world is awash in trillions and trillions of dollars, and if anyone ever wakes up to it to try to do something, we know how the politicians, sometimes they get shot or whatever.
Hold on. I got a break.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By the way, Gear, I was sitting here as you were talking on air, and I was reading the stuff that you, the old and yellowed pages that you had sent me, how the United States lost its gold reserves. Sovereign Man, hello.
Hey, John.
Hi.
How are you doing today? Sounds like you got a burr in your hedgerow.
Yeah, I'm just, it would probably take me a half hour to explain it, so I'm not going to. I'm just getting to my pissosity point, is what's going on.
I feel you, but see, you know, I got to the point where I don't let this stuff rent space in my head. See, I already know that there are no nations; there are only corporations. Okay, these are cages that I call them the powers that should not be have created to entrap our minds.
Well, and I can't argue with that, Sovereign Man. I mean, but you know what? Here's my take on it. This is how I view the New World Order. It's a bunch of bankers that got together and said, look, how do we maximize our profit? Well, all right, you're bringing the other corporations, and we all do business. That's what the globalist, that's what the New World Order is. It's the playground for the business.
Well, I think it's even deeper than that, John. I believe that these are creatures that have fallen from grace, and they've come to the earth.
I don't think so.
And they've enslaved mankind.
I don't think so.
And it ain't about money. It ain't about profits.
You know, and I Sovereign Man, excuse me, but I'm not buying that.
Okay.
I really am not. That somehow some external universal evil force is operating inside people's heads on Earth. Bullshit!
No, seriously, John. Have you done any research on what's going on around us? I mean...
Yes, Sovereign Man, I just fell off the turnip wagon yesterday.
Well, I mean, seriously. I mean, there's global mind control going on. They're modifying the weather on an exponential level.
Okay,
is
this the result of some galactic evil force that are occupying men's good little minds?
Well, I think it can't be done willingly. I think you have to give yourself over to it. listen, John. The way that this whole web of technology, the medicine, everything. The way that it's all been constructed hasn't been done by any one individual's mind. And I would say if it wasn't so evil, it would be beautiful how it's been put together.
All right, Sovereign Man, I've got a ton of calls here. Your point has been received. I don't know how well it was taken, but I thank you for your call.
Well, I'll keep you in prayer, John, the network. Sure.
All right, thank you. I'm going to bite my pencil in half here. Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Yo, Jeff.
Hello.
At least you're breathing. That's good.
Yeah. What's on your mind, Francis?
Well, you know, I think you nailed upon one issue that was, I guess you could call it the Achilles heel of the so-called power elite that's controlling a lot of various things.
Yeah.
That being the financial system.
Yes, and people's opinions through the media, how it's molded, yeah.
Because as far as the one gal you were talking about earlier, you had one choice word for her. I have another one. That's the reason why I don't watch such shows, and that is SLUT. If they're willing to sit up there and spew garbage, then they are garbage. I don't care how pretty a wrapper they put on. It goes the same way for the guys. When they're up there with these silk suits and silk ties and whatever they happen to be wearing, they could be wearing a Speedo and still be spewing the same garbage.
I am just amazed. I'm under no illusions. If somebody actually got on Fox News and started telling the straight truth, could you imagine somebody like a Ben Swan gets on Fox News and he starts doing his talking points?
Uh-huh.
His career would be very short-lived. Now, we know how things are controlled and people's opinions and their thoughts are manipulated. Okay,
John, you got one thing.
Yeah.
Ben Swan would be assassinated before he ever left the studio.
Who?
Ben Swan would be assassinated before he ever left the studio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch what you had said. Ben Swan.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, he would not leave the studio because he'd be assassinated before he ever set foot out of the building.
Well, and isn't that a fine thing to say, though, Francis? My God, isn't that a fear factor there that somehow somebody's going to shoot me because I want to tell the truth? Hell, you know, if I would have taken that attitude, this network never would have been.
That's true.
And I'm getting tired of people, and here's the second go-around of the commie socialist out there. That people are even afraid to speak up. Who was it, Barkley? What's that guy's, the ex-basketball player? Charles Barkley. This guy came out with a screed that he repeated on Fox News, and I'm sitting there, and I just started laughing. Because everything the man said was the truth about the black race in this country. And I'm sitting there, and I'm listening, but I'm not hearing white people say it. I'm seeing white people now not voicing an opinion and telling the truth, not because they hate blacks. It's because it's a damn plain fact. I'm standing there watching them dummy up. I'm watching them in abject fear because they're going to be painted as being a racist. That tells me the damn communists won. So let's pack it all up and go find another country. Hell, let's go and invade Canada. I think we got enough guns and ammo. We could run everybody the hell out of Canada.
If they allow it.
Who?
Canadians.
Oh. They're not going to be much of a problem because they're not warmongers like we are. We know how to kill in this country.
You made my point.
Okay.
You made my point.
Thanks, Francis.
Have a good one.
You too.
Later.
All right. Sometimes you just have to laugh to keep from crying. Dan in Alberta. Speaking of Canada, hello, Dan.
Yeah, I thought you were setting me up there for to defend Canada. So
no.
Trying to get me.
Were you born in Canada?
I was born in Canada.
Okay.
And so I can tell you, we got a lot of tough prairie boys out here that would definitely defend Canada. That's for sure.
Dan, I'm not trying to be really flip, but let me just be a little flip for a second. Maybe that'd be a good distraction. Maybe the United States should declare war on Canada. Why not? I'm sitting here watching the politicians going after Vladimir Putin. I am sitting there because they're so afraid that NATO and its stranglehold on Europe is going to lose its grip that they're willing to piss off Putin. And I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of politicians before, but this is one guy I personally would not want to screw with. But yet, here we are, rather than worrying about the problems that the politicians created in our own country and cleaning that up, they're ready to start World War III with this guy. And I'm going, are you people lost your freaking minds?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, first of all, why you guys lose wars is because all your wars are not righteous wars. They're not, when you invade another country, you're bound to lose because, you know, even if you were to invade Canada, and I don't know why you would, because we're called the 51st state and you pretty much own us lock, stock, and barrel.
Trust me.
To tell you the truth.
Dan, trust me. There's nothing in Canada I want to take away from the Canadian people, their lives, okay?
I know. It's all tongue-in-cheek, but yeah. But I totally get you. And what I wanted to tell you, too, and I know you get a lot of callers on there, so I'll be quick, is that you're forgetting that people are silently pissed off. You know, we're near the tipping point. You look at this Ferguson thing, you look at this, you know, I can't breathe BS that's been going on.
Yeah.
People, once they get fed up, they are going to be really pissed off. And I think that's where we're heading. And I don't think you should get too upset, because there's a lot of people that I talk to that are silently know what's going on, and they're just waiting for the day.
Dan, hang on a second. Waiting for what day? Until it collapses? And then amidst that absolute chaotic state, what do you think that the grand plan is to put things back to rights? What's the plan then after the government's collapse? Because the only thing these governments know how to do, and especially ours, is to wage war on people that they shouldn't be waging war on, including its own.
Yeah, that's the question I can't answer. I don't know how it's going to all turn out. I thought about that too, and I think eventually what would happen is that there would be large protesting in the street. People get really pissed off. They'd be going after the politicians, but there would be a new bunch kind of saying, oh, look, we're new and improved, when really they're the same thing.
Dan, that's what I'm worried about. Dan, do me a favor. Just hang on during the break. Mike and Carrie, I'll get to your calls after this break. Man, this nice long drive to Phoenix, Arizona, I think I need that time to decompress. I had a good sense of that.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right. Dan, let me ask you a question. Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So I heard you say something about protesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see the protests going on in New York City?
Yeah, I did.
They were protesting the one percenters. And then I saw everybody that had an agenda or a cause or a pet peeve or whatever. It was just this mass of people that were protesting, and the coverage from the news, they just took the worst of the worst, and that was what was projected. But what was the net effect of that spectacular display of human, I don't even know what to call it, display? What was the net effect? And how many of those people that were actually protesting knew what really runs the world, what makes everything go round? Everybody had their agenda, everybody had their little pet thing. And I saw some stuff that it made me sad. I was just shaking my head. You know,
I think
go ahead.
Sorry.
No.
I think the majority of the people down there that were doing the Occupy Wall Street probably had a good indication of how the world really operates, but the mainstream media and the Communist News Network and people like that were basically turning those people into nut bars, and they were just basically making them look like a bunch of crazy people. And as normal people, we don't want to be associated with perceived morons and stuff like that.
Well, and
that's why that never went anywhere.
Well, and politically, I mean, take a look at what they did with Ron Paul. Yeah, he was a laughingstock. No, he was a real threat to the power structure. He was so much of a threat that the man really didn't want to take the Oval Office. You want to talk about somebody that's going to go bye-bye in a New York second. That would have been Ron Paul. But he did something that I had seen no other politician do, at least in my lifetime. He energized people, and it didn't matter what your stripe was. It didn't matter what political party you were part of. The man was walking around and talking sense and holding up the Constitution and going, hello, hello, anybody paying attention? I don't know that we'll ever see the likes of that in this country again, at least politically at Fed level. I don't think you'll ever see it again. And look how he was treated. A lot of people were laughing up their sleeves. The Sean Hannitys, that creep, that guy, I mean, was dealing Ron Paul, I mean, just really raw, and he's supposedly one of these truth seekers, and he's a constitutionally minded individual. The guy's a flaming idiot that he's bowing down to the people that are shoving big bucks in his pocket to deflect and talk nonsense. Oh, he makes some great points that people sit there, oh, yes, yes, nodding their head. Yes, I agree with what he just said. Yes. But what is he talking about? The net effect of what all these clowns are talking about really doesn't add up to anything. And I'm telling you, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't give a damn if we got millions of people marching in the streets across this country. It's not going to change a damn thing. It's not going to change anything. This government, this world community, this globalist mindset has taken root, and they're not backing off. There isn't anything inside a total collapse and a total takeover by the people of this country, of their political systems. Nothing short of that is going to make a damn bit of difference, and we are the linchpin. None of this crap could have been pulled off if it wasn't for the United States. None of it.
It's very true, but I look at it this way from my point of view. I got 4 kids, 2 are in college, you know, I got a job, I'm putting food on the table, you know, making ends meet and stuff like that, barely. But, you know, you look at the NFL stadiums, they're always full, 70,000 people every week. Yeah. So that tells me probably a good, let's be conservative, 7 out of 10 people are probably, maybe 6 out of 10 are employed. So we don't want to turn the apple cart over because we're like, we're just trying to make it one day. But believe me, when the economy goes south and let's say they raise interest rates to, you know, 9% or try to screw us over when there's mass scale unemployment, what's going to change it, in my opinion, is when you go to Washington, D.C. and you start flipping some frickin' politicians' limos over and you start marching up those Capitol building stairs and you start banging on the door. That's what's going to change. My only thing is that they'll send the military, they'll start a war, they'll start a diversion, but the only hope is that the military wakes up and says, you know what, no, politicians, you scammed us, we're taking over, and, but, you know, I think that's the, but that's another side of the knife too, right? So it's just, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. All right, Dan, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right. I made a suggestion to the NFIB people. National Federation of Independent Businesses. And to be a member, you had to be a business owner, okay? At one time, they had 4 million members. They're down to 400,000. What does that tell you? Business ain't so good. But I suggested to these people, I said, look, why, if you've got 4 million business owners and you got 4 million members, that's a pretty damn good start. Why don't you start talking to them rather than bring in the people like Mr. Laffer, and talking to the NFIB members, why don't you bring somebody in like a Ron Paul to talk to you about the Federal Reserve? Why don't you bring in real people drilling down to the core of the problem that your business is going to keep succeeding or it's not going to fail this year or next year or the year after? That everything that you worked hard for, that you're going to be able to keep without it being stolen out from under you. Why don't you do that? And, man, I'll tell you what. I was talking to the people that were from Washington down here in Austin about that subject, and you would have thought that I was talking about, you know, let's pass out free child porn at these meetings. They just looked at me like I had three eyes and two horns on my head. And I just stood back and looked at them in amazement. And I thought, you're just another political group. That's all that you are. You've got an agenda. There's certain things that you're going to send your lobbyist into Congress to try to get for your members or your agenda or your interests, and that's going to be it. Nobody. I mean, at least the blacks had Al Sharpton. And God knows, I'm not saying a whole lot there. At least they had Jesse Jackson. Who do the white people have? Who do we have? Good, bad, or indifferent? There's no spokespeople. There's just a bunch of people going along to get along. And they'll speak at the right time, at the right place, and say the right words, and they're out the back door. Nothing is getting solved. Nothing is changing. It is all grinding to a halt. And here we sit. Mike in South Carolina. I'm running out of time, Mike.
Hi, John. Hi. I'm glad you're in a better mood once you got to me. I'll get kind of weather.
Oh, I'm in the same mood. I'm just...
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to add some good stuff for you, okay? First of all, this is not our government. They don't represent us. They don't come from our background. These are atheists, basically, okay? Jack Blood had a great 1 hour this morning this afternoon when he defined or gave us a summary of Carter's background, the one who's going to take over Hegel's position. Did you happen to hear about that?
I was in and out of the office. I heard part of his show. I heard most of the second hour, which... Yeah.
The first hour is where you want to go, right. Okay? And he did a great job defining the background of this character that's getting ready to take over Hegel's position, okay? It's basically one Zionist appointing another one. This is how we've gone and been hoodwinked. We were, by appointments, we have been hoodwinked and thrown out of our own country. That's all there is to it. Yeah. There's no other way to look at it. It's got to be stopped. The only way to get it stopped is simply, you're not going to get this country back until you get Israel out of America. There's no other way to do it. You got to get them out of politics. They're just eating us alive.
Well, I did my anti-Semitic hour yesterday. Actually, I did 2 hours.
Well, John, I don't mind being anti-Semitic. It keeps me safe. I'm also anti-bear as in grizzly, anti-snake as in poisonous, yeah. Anti-shark as in jaws. It keeps me safe.
Yeah, I get you. I understand what you're saying.
And by the way, they are Semites. They're Edomites, Canaanites, Semites. These people are some of the most hateful, evil people ever allowed to walk this earth. And I don't want to have to say that, but their reputations precede them, and this is where it's got to get stopped.
Well, and you never hear the bad news because who owns the media? Oops. Yeah. Okay, Mike, I got you. Appreciate it. Do me a favor, talk to Clint. I'll be doing some programming with Erskine out in Arizona Thursday and Friday. Maybe that's what I need, a nice long drive. Maybe I won't stop in Phoenix. Maybe I won't stop in California. Do cars float? No. All right. Talk to you Thursday.